Yes! Hey! Welcome back to Fishing Tutorials. Today, we're catching carp off the surface. There's the first bite of my session, a lovely way to get started. This video is going to run through pretty much everything you need to know to get out and catch carp off the top. So first of all, why is surface fishing so special and why should you give it a go? Well, first of all, surface fishing is one of the only methods of carp fishing where you can pretty much watch everything happen. The good thing about being able to watch the fish take the bait is you can actually be quite selective. If you're fishing a lake with lots of smaller fish, like I am today, you can actually just twitch the float away from those smaller carp. You can specifically cast towards the bigger ones to give yourself more chance of catching the bigger fish or your target fish within a lake. So what time of year does surface fishing work best? Well, obviously, if a lake has got a high enough stock, you can catch carp off the surface pretty much any time of year because those fish are going to be very hungry. However, on your average water, I would say the best times to go surface fishing are when it first gets really nice and warm in the spring. You know, those days where you're getting 15, 18, 20 degree days in the spring. That's when they're really going to start gravitating towards the surface because that surface layer warms up quickest and the fish will move towards it. I'd say some of our best times to catch carp are actually before they spawn, early June, that sort of time. That can sometimes be some of the best times to catch carp off the surface. That's not to say that you can't catch them later on in the year too, but I definitely find towards the end of summer and into autumn, surface fishing can start getting a little bit hard, especially if the lake that you're fishing is pressured and, you know, other anglers are catching them off the top. The fish definitely start to wise up and sometimes aren't so easy to catch off the top. Upon arriving at the lake, you've got to find the fish. Polaroids, like I have here, are absolutely incredible bits of kit because they cut out the surface glare and gives you more chance of being able to spot those fish as they cruise around, particularly when they're a little bit further out and there's glare on the water. I would say most of the time, especially in spring and summer, you're best off looking at the more shallower parts of the lake or areas where there is decent amounts of weed. For whatever reason, those areas which have got weed in them often result in fish sitting up on top of the weed beds a little bit closer to the surface compared to areas which are just very barren and deep and not very much features. So arrive at the water, look for the carp, use your Polaroids to try and spot them, and if you find some fish that are sitting right up near the top, maybe they're just looking upwards or they're, you know, just sometimes you can find them actually eating willow seeds and stuff like that, or potentially there's flies hatching on the surface. For whatever reason, if you find fish up near the surface, that's when it's definitely time to try surface fishing. So you've arrived at the lake and you've found a few fish cruising around. The next thing to do is to try and get them feeding. Now, on some occasions, you can actually use a free lining setup, just line on a hook, stick on a little bit of bread or an imitation dog biscuit and make a cast straight at them. And sometimes one of those fish will come and take it, and that's obviously brilliant. But if you're aiming to get numbers of fish and you're aiming to sort of guarantee yourself a good session fishing on the surface, you're actually better off not casting in straight away. The reason for that is because when carp begin to feed and compete for the bait, they definitely get a lot easier to catch. They seem to forget about looking for line and being scared of floats and stuff like that, and they just become little pack men going along the surface, eating it all up. And that's when you can really get good action and you can catch numbers of fish rather than just one or two. So we like to arrive at the water, get some bait and start pinging it out with the catapult or the spom to try and get those fish feeding and in the mood to take some bait. The way you apply your bait is up to you. You can use a catapult, a spom. You can actually put dog biscuits into a throwing stick and put them out like that as well. The bait that we tend to use is chum mixers, very cheap. You can get them from your local supermarket and they definitely work. However, if you want to, you can also mix in some smaller sizes of floating pellet. That works well for a lot of people. When introducing bait to the water, you must take into account wind, not least because bait costs money, and if you throw it all in and the wind blows it to someone else's swim, you've kind of wasted it really, but also because you can actually use the wind to your advantage. Today, there actually isn't very much wind, But what I did was catapult my mixers slightly to the right, and the drift on the surface very slowly brought it out towards the island. That way, I can actually not chuck the bait on top of the fish's heads that are out by the island there. I can actually introduce it subtly out to the right, and it just drifts out towards where they are. If you're on a big lake and you've got wind on your back, i.e. it's blowing out across the water, you can actually throw the bait quite close in and the wind will just drift it out to your spot. That's really ideal. However, if the wind's coming in different directions, you might need to take your spom rod, fill it up with mixers, and cast the bait upwind so that it drifts down into the area where you're able to fish. On the topic of wind, I wouldn't say surface fishing is the best thing to do when it is blowing a gale. If the surface is all choppy and your bait's being blown all over the place, it is very hard to catch carp off the surface. So consider that it might be best to go surface fishing on a day when there isn't too much wind. Now, as I said, the bait we like to use for surface fishing is simple dog biscuits. They're a great bait, they float and carp love to eat them. To those dog biscuits though, especially if there is a little bit of a ripple on the surface, we like to add some oil. You can get fishing bait oils, the sorts that people use in their spod mixes and stuff like that. And you can also just get general, you know, vegetable oil or olive oil or whatever. The concept of putting the oil onto your mixers is not really to make the fish want to eat them more, but actually because once you put them into the water, they flatten the surface. Oil has a special capability. It literally stops the water from rippling. There's definitely some complicated science behind that relating to the surface tension and stuff, but all we know is if you cover your mixers in oil and you pouch them out into the swim with a catapult, they begin to flatten off the surface and stop the ripple. That way, you can see your hook bait more easily when it's out there, and you can watch the fish feeding more easily too. Rigs for surface fishing couldn't be more simple, and we absolutely love the simplest rig of all, which is the freelining setup. 8 or maybe 10 pound mainline straight down to a size 6 hook. We will take that hook and hook on a lovely bit of crust, or squeeze some sort of the white softer bread around it, which sits quite low in the water. Freelining with bread is great, and it works really, really well at short range. But what do you do when those carp are feeding on your dog biscuits 10, 20, 30, 40 yards out into the lake? Hey, they might even be taking baits 100 yards out. You can't freeline at that distance, or at least we can't. So what you need to do then is use a rig which incorporates a float. In my box here, I've got one of the floats that we like to use. Now, these work very, very well to not only give you weight to cast out into the water, but due to their design, when a fish takes the bait and pulls against it, they actually create quite a lot of resistance in the water and often hook the fish themselves. That means you can fish further out where you can't realistically watch your hook bait. I know when you're close in, you just watch the hook bait, see the fish take it, strike. But when it's a lot further out, like over 50 yards, it starts to be very difficult to spot that hook bait. And that's why these floats really, really help, because they hook the fish, but they also give you the weight to cast out to where the fish are. Now we're going to show you a step-by-step guide of how you can tie up one of these simple surface fishing rigs. To tie a surface fishing rig, you'll need the following items: an interceptor controller float, some dedicated floater line. This is a clear neutral buoyancy monofilament. We use 12 pound for mainline and 10 or 8 pound for hook link. Your hook of choice, this is a mixer hook in a size 12. Some brown coloured pop-ups and some boily stops. You'll also need some scissors and a baiting needle to tie this rig. Let's get started by tying up the hook link. Peel off a length of 10 pound cruiser control line. The length is up to you. In clear water, it pays to go longer, sometimes up to 5 or even 6 feet. However, in murky water, when the fish are unlikely to spook off the float, a foot or two is fine. With the hook link cut off, tie a small overhand knot in one end. This is what you'll mount the hook bait on. Once the knot is tied and the tag end trimmed, push a pop-up onto a baiting needle. Then thread the pop-up down onto the loop. Place a boily stop in the loop and pull down. Now your bait is mounted on your line.
We like to trim it down a bit so it looks more like a dog biscuit, as this is what we tend to feed. Next, take your hook and thread your line through the eye towards the point. Thread it down to the bait and set your hair length. We like to use a very short hair when surface fishing, so the hook is tucked up close to the bait. Wrap your line around the shank of the hook approximately 7 times. Then pass the end back through the eye towards the point and tighten the knotless knot down. At the other end of your hook link, tie on a swivel which comes with the controller float. For this we use a blood knot, but a uni knot will also be good. Next, take your float and pull out the inserts. You'll need to thread your main line through the float, then the inserts. And then tie a figure of eight loop knot in the end of your main line. The loop will pass over the quick change swivel which comes with the float. Then you can pull the insert back inside the float and the swivel will locate neatly in the end. This soft insert grips the swivel enough to turn the rig into a safe bolt rig. A fish can hook itself against the weight of the float, but if you snap your line, the float can slide off to ensure a fish never gets tethered to it. These floats come in a range of different sizes. We normally use the 30 gram model as it suits most of the venues that we fish. However, the 15 gram model can be great for small venues where you only need to make a short underarm flick. On the other hand, the 50 to 80 gram models are great for whacking out over 100 yards on big lakes.
Now that you know how to tie the surface fishing rig, which I have set up on my rod here, there's one more thing which you want to do before you make a cast into the lake. Now this line, although it is buoyant monofilament, it can over time have a habit of starting to sink underneath the surface. You'll have this problem with any monofilament line pretty much. And the answer is to use some petroleum jelly. You can use anything which is oily. This is Vaseline, and you can just take a little bit on your finger, not too much, and begin to just spread that up and down your line. You don't need very much of it at all, but because it's oily, it sits on top of the surface film, and that will literally hold your line on the surface all the time. Because if it begins to sink, your line starts to do this, and as it bows like that, it pulls your hook bait back towards the float. And what you really want to do is keep it on the surface, away from the float, making the fish less likely to spook off of the line. The other thing is that if your main line starts to droop beneath the surface, when you get a bite, you'll try and strike and tighten up the line, but it will all be very slack, you know, hanging across the bottom. That's really not ideal. You want that line dead straight across the surface, meaning you hook into the fish quicker. So take a bit of the Vaseline and spread it all up and down your main line too. Spreading it, you know, a few yards, or even making a cast, getting some on your fingers and then reeling it back in through your fingers, that's a really good way to spread that Vaseline all up and down your main line, keeping it floating all the way through your session. The tackle that I like to use for surface fishing is based around this lovely 12 foot 1.75 test curve rod. You can use stiffer test curves up to like 2.75. You can even get away with your traditional 3.5 pound test curve cart rods, but it's certainly nicer to have a rod which is a little bit softer in the tip, a little bit more forgiving, especially when you're using small hooks like I am today. Otherwise, you can sometimes suffer from hook pulls if you're using a rod that's quite pokey and you're using very small hooks and light line. With the 12 foot rod is a Daiwa 1600 tournament reel. These slightly smaller, lightweight reels are certainly more comfortable to hold in the hand all day because they don't weigh too much. And to be honest, you don't need a big reel. You don't need a lot of capacity of line. You can get away with something like this. It's certainly perfect for me. On that reel, I've actually got 10 pound cruiser control line. You can use 12 pound if you're fishing somewhere a bit snaggier with bigger fish, and you can drop down to 8 pound if you've got no snags in the in the area and the fish may be a little bit smaller. £10 though is a good starting point, and that's what I like to use on my surface fishing setup. I caught a fish earlier and I put in a little bit more bait. I flinged out a few more mixers and the fish have started feeding again, and I'm almost ready to cast in and try and catch another one. However, before I cast out, you'll notice I have a trimmed down pop-up as my hook bait. The important thing when you're using trimmed down pop-ups, or indeed any bait on the surface, is you make sure it sits quite low in the surface film. So what I do is I just drop it in the margins, see how it sits, trim down the edges of the pop-up, whittle it down just a little bit at a time until it sits nice and low in the surface film. If you just put a 15mm pop-up straight on the hair, it's so buoyant that when a carp tries to suck it down, it often has a struggle getting it down into its mouth. Something that's more neutrally buoyant, balanced, sits quite low in the water, the carp has a little slurp and it just disappears into their throat and you get much better hook holds. So this little trimmed down pop-up, once I've whittled it down, sits lovely and low in the water, and that is the perfect hook bait for surface fishing like this. Once you have a few fish feeding in front of you and it's time to cast out, I definitely advise trying, if possible, to cast past where your bait is. The reason for that is because when it hits the surface and makes a little bit of a splash, if it lands away from the fish, further out than where they are, it won't scare them. Sometimes if you splash the float down on their heads, they'll all just spook and not come back for a while. So I've actually just cast that quite a bit further out than where the fish are. And then very slowly and carefully, I'll reel that float back into where the feed is and into where the carp are too. The trick is to not reel it too far past, just gently tease it into the area where the bait is and where the fish are. And once you've reeled it back just far enough, there it is. It's in the middle of the zone where the fish are and it's prime for a bite. Oh, you've got to love seeing them take the bait. Now, sometimes when you are playing them on the small hooks and light tackle, you do have to go a bit gentle because the odd one will fall off. I'm going to take it easy, take my time. It's actually one of the better fish in this lake. There is my reward for our short surface fishing session. Fishing on the top has got to be one of my favourite ways to catch carp, and I hope this video has shown you that it's not all that complicated either. As long as you follow the simple steps that we showed in this video, you guys can be out catching carp like this in no time at all. I hope you've enjoyed watching, and definitely make sure you subscribe to the Fishing Tutorials channel, because we post videos like this to help you guys catch more carp. Thanks for watching.